item 9A, staff reports. Christina, I believe you have a report.
Yes, so I just wanted to report that the summer newsletter was mailed to all members last week. We also produced our second video for the website, which is a video on an overview of the Sisera program. So members or anybody from the public can go to the website and they can view this video that provides information about Sisera and the benefits that we provide. We had a June 25th pre-retirement workshop that we postponed due to COVID-19. And we are working on different ways of setting up a virtual workshop so that we can do that through the internet with the members. For the members that were signed up for that workshop, we are going to give them the opportunity to be the first ones to sign up for the virtual workshop. We're also offering them one-on-one phone appointments with their counselor, as well as individualized estimates that they normally receive during that workshop.
Thank you. And Gail, you had a report?
Yes, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. One, the Sisera office does remain closed to members physically. And we have, since the beginning of the shelter in place order over the last 3 months, we've received approximately 1,800 calls from members that we have processed, and also around, give or take, 300 info inquiries per month through our info@sisera.org email address. So I wanted to mention that to the board. And we are still, having limited phone hours from Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 2, with a half hour lunch, so members can call in and talk with counselors and talk with staff directly without having to leave messages on those days. So I wanted to mention that. And, we are working on a plan so that when the time is right to open our doors to our members, that we have safety precautions in place for our members as well as our staff, and that we're in a good positioning to be able to serve them. But obviously with the recent events, we don't have an exact date in mind today for when that might happen. But we are carefully monitoring the situation on a day-by-day basis. Also, I did want to mention that as the CAFR is in your packet today, there is also an accompanying document called a PAFR, which is the Popular Annual Financial Report. It's a much abbreviated version of the CAFR, and we provide that to members, and it's going to be mailed out in July, probably towards the latter part of July. So that will be provided to them and to you. So I wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
We don't have any outside professionals for item 9B. So 9C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments?
Yeah, Todd, I got a question that I think would be for Christina. On the virtual workshops, I know that the retiree groups present at those workshops. When you do the virtual workshop, is there going to be any way they can either present or have something on the website regarding how to contact them?
Yes, as we work through what product is the best for that, we'll be reaching out to them to see which way they would prefer to do it.
Okay, great. Because I had a couple of questions about that. Thank you.
Thanks, Louie. Any other questions? Or I'm sorry, trustee comments? I'll just go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I lit my light up, but apparently I didn't come through. Just one statement and a question. The statement is, I want to also compliment that CAFR. In the past years, before I was sitting on the board, that would come through, and of course I would thumb through it and kind of glance at the interesting areas, and this is probably the first time that I've gone through and read it page for page, and I'm thoroughly impressed. There's so much information in there, and they have it set up in such a way that it's so easy to read, but I know that there were a lot of questions that I had early on when I got on the board about the various tiers who belong to what tier, how did they get into that tier, what's their qualifications, et cetera. And this is outstanding as far as explaining each one of the tiers and who belongs in there and why. So I just wanted to go with that as thank you again, Gail and staff, for doing an outstanding job and making it very clear and understandable. The second question is just very simple, Gail. Do we have a planned date when we might have video for our meetings, or are we kind of stuck with this from now on?
We plan to continue with the audio only version of the meeting, unless there was a desire from the board to look at some other different formats.
So Mike, were you wanting a video?
I would think it would be very nice to be able to see people's faces. It's not a requirement, but it would be nice. A lot of the other meetings that I have on Zoom and GoToMeeting have the video, and it makes it much nicer and more interesting than just listening to the comments.
I tend to agree. I kind of miss Jerry rolling his eyes when I talk, and that there is a lot to be gained from the visual, the visual interaction. I've done a number of different meetings on, Teams, on Zoom, and many of them public meetings. Their recent Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors committee meeting on Zoom, and it was really helpful to be able to see people and to interact. You're really having a more direct interaction. So it's a question of what's feasible and reasonable. But were it reasonable, and to the extent this COVID-19 interesting time continues for the foreseeable future, it's probably worth looking at.
Well, and wouldn't this platform work just fine? I have it pulled up rather than on my phone, on my laptop, because I was having those connectivity issues. But it would be very simple to just enable the cameras and use, really do nothing other than just enable cameras, which just would require everyone to make sure they looked presentable and had, kept people from walking in and out of the room. So I think it would. I do all of my meetings with video. I'm trying to think if I have any other, as you all know, I sit on 26 to 28, depending upon how many you're counting committees. And I think 99% of them I'm doing with video. And I agree, there's a lot of cues you pick up on people, and you're able to acknowledge who's trying to speak. I see benefit in creating a more interactive process. And from the county standpoint, we're still discouraging, large meetings. And so I don't know when we're going to be in a position to be once back into board chambers, only because, as most of you are aware, our numbers are not going down. They're going up right now. And so we don't even have the state authorizing us to go ahead and allow a meeting of a size that we would need to have for Sarah. So I'm all for video as well.
Candace, can I just ask, because right now, just, with who remains, I see 25 people on the line. Generally, how many people are on the line in your video conferences?
Well, I will give you an example. I do a COVID ad hoc committee meeting, and I have had, when I'm running the meeting, max was 187 people. And that was on a Zoom platform. And with Zoom, you can scroll through each panel of people. Mm-hmm. And then because Zoom also has the ability to raise your hand virtually, what I usually do is I have a staff person who's in charge of identifying who has a virtual hand and sort of handling the public comment. But it works really well. And I'm assuming on this, I'm not as familiar with the current platform we're on, that there's a similar virtual way. But right now we can see everyone on one screen. And again, you can have control over muting as to who can speak, who can't speak. I don't anticipate for Sisera it being an issue for us to be able to manage it. And if you really needed to, there are, you know, sort of presenter platforms where you then give board members the presenter opportunity. And I'm assuming, again, that that's available on this platform, where they're the ones who are able to speak, and then others are just present as observers. And I think we already are doing that, if I'm not mistaken. So to me, it's just you're sort of flipping the switch to video, and that's all you would really need to do with this. Like, you could surprise us right now. Just turn on the video. Still in their pajamas, or
hey, I'd like some advance notice on this, since all my trousers are dry cleaners.
I think most people would, but again, why don't we try it at our next meeting? To me, there are some real benefits from it.
Thanks, Candace. Any other trustee comments? Then I'll just, before we adjourn, I'll just remind board members there is an audit committee meeting. And John, as chairperson, do you want to set a time as to when you're going to convene that meeting?
I think we're now at about 20, where are we?
About 11:12, John, 11:13.
11:12, maybe 11:20. So everyone has a chance who's going to continue to run down the hall. If that'll work, let's make it 20 after.
Gail, any staff issues with that time?
No, that should be fine.
Great, thank you.
And we can just stay logged on here, right?
That's correct. It is the same login, so you are welcome to just stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So my apologies for my microphone muting difficulties, but with that, I'm going
Todd.
To. Yes.
Todd Will Pigeon. Hey, two things. I was trying to unmute. I completely agree regarding the Zoom. I just asked that staff looks at the potential for, you know, Zoom or GoToMeeting where it's actually a presenter where you're giving a panelist control, just so we don't have any. I don't anticipate it happening, but any disturbances or anybody saying anything.
Sorry, Will, you're there. You are.
Okay, and then yeah, just those are my comments regarding the video, and then another individual comment. Just because of the weird situation regarding the timing regarding COVID, I was not able to put in for the safety position, but I will be putting in for the alternate seat here. And if anything does happen. Where somebody else runs and there's an election and I'm not returning back to the board. I just wanted to say thank you and use this as an opportunity to say it's been a pleasure.
Well, Will, your service has obviously been valued and appreciated, and you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I'll share my thoughts with you offline.
Excellent. Thank you.
Agreed. Have enjoyed you, Will. So I know we're going to see you. So.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah,
I agree. The good news is that most of Todd's comments have been offline today.
Locked into that one.
That's room. That's room.
If I can add a little something, because most of you folks remember him, obviously. I just got a note from Gabe Rodriguez saying that he has been chosen as a member of the upcoming Alameda County Grand Jury.
Oh.
Oh, excellent.
Oh. Okay. Congrats to Gabe. I'm sure he'll do an excellent job as he did on our board.
Yeah, in case you were wondering what the heck he's up to.
Okay, any other final comments? Well, before my mic goes mute, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone.
All right, thanks, Todd. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Good luck, Will.